Welcome into Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as kicking off our program, talking boys track here on this first Monday in March. And our first guest on the line is the head boys track and field coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Kyle Galatich, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Anytime, Quinn.
So as we take a look, this team coming back from a year ago, definitely going to be a lot younger of a team than we had a year ago for the South Hamilton boys, but you still got some pieces back that were pretty big pieces of that team a year ago. And I want to start off with some of those, with at least with some of the groups with returners. I look specifically at the distance room. You got some pretty good athletes coming back, a couple of juniors in Jesus Garcia and Hayden Hill, who wound up putting together some really good times at the end of the year last year, and also ran well in the, the 2 mile, 1600, 800 as well. And just, looking at that that distance room here to open things up in 2026, just through the first few workouts you've had with them, just what has been shown by this this mid-distance and distance room?
I think there's a lot of room for improvement. They were running very well at the end of the year last year. I think both guys had a really good cross-country season this fall, so I'm anticipating that carrying over into track this spring. But they've been working hard, and they've been getting the miles underneath them. Once we can finally get out on the track and do some things, that'll be nice. But yeah, they've definitely improved, and there's a big jump going from being a sophomore to a junior. You're a little bit more mature, and body's a little more mature, so I mean, we expect good things out of our mid-distance and distance guys.
And looking at the throws room, at least on paper, what you had last year on paper, a lot coming back this year. Guys like Tynus Herrick, Ben Swenson, who is someone I feel could have a really big year after the steps he's taken as a sophomore this year. And those are two, Davian Henderson as well, somebody that's been a veteran in your room now. And just in the field, on the field events side, especially in the throwing sector, just looking at those athletes in the throwing sector and the strides they're looking to make now coming into this season, just from the early workouts, what have you seen from the throwers?
Yeah, those guys have been working really hard. They've been working a lot on technique, trying to refine a lot of that stuff. And, when you're a freshman, sophomore, it's a little bit different. Now, if you're a sophomore, junior, and senior, you've got those years under your belt, and you're able to go ahead and maybe advance past where you've been at this point in time. So I'm pleased with that. And we'll be at the Wartburg Indoor next Monday, so that'll be a good place for us to go and get some of our guys throwing the shot.
And looking at the sprinting group, this is probably the greenest group that your program has had for a while in terms of the sprinters, as taking a look, just those on paper coming back, guys like Wyatt Gelder, Jose Babcock, Caden Dean, so on and so forth. Definitely a lot of athletes and a lot of turnover from the last couple of years, and just looking to break that group in, meet at a time, one practice at a time. Just how is that project gone so far in trying to build up this sprinting group, which has been one of the top small school sprinting groups in the state the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, the guys have been working really hard here at the beginning, and one thing we talked about was, we're talking about improvement, and we talk about that every year, but probably more this year with a younger group that isn't as experienced as what we've had in the past. But looking at making improvement, and I mean, there's talent, and it's a matter of how are you going to do that now that you're freshman being a sophomore being a junior. We don't have any sprinters in our upper grade, so we're pretty much refined to our freshmen and sophomores and a few juniors. But again, I think it's going to be a year of improvement for those guys, and I know that if they work hard, that we'll be better at the end than we are at the beginning, and we'll just see where that puts us.
And as we take a look here at the schedule to open up the season, you mentioned next Monday your boys are heading over to the Wartburg Indoor Invitational to kind of jumpstart that the indoor season, and you also have the IATC Boys Indoor coming up a week from this coming Friday over at the Lead Rec Center at Iowa State before outdoor season gets started in early April. And just in the indoor season, what are some of the things you and the staff are looking for here in the first couple of indoor meets to kind of set the table? table for the outdoor season?
I would say we're just kind of trying to get a baseline of where we're at. And, you know, we haven't had any time out on the track yet. And I'm thinking maybe the middle of this week we'll be able to. But, you know, basically just kind of get into an environment where it's competitive and put down some times and say, okay, this is what we have to improve on. This is where we're going to go. And, you know, just kind of see how they are and how comfortable they are. Because for a lot of guys, this will be some of their first varsity experience. So it'll be a good test to kind of see where we're at.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck next Monday at the Wartburg Indoor over in Waverly.
All right. Thank you, Quinn.
Yeah, that was Kyle Galatich, the head boys track coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto, as we are back with Clearing Goldfield Now's track coach Corey Yoder next on 95.7 FM.